Welcome to 9 to 5 Mac Daily for Tuesday, June 26th, 2018, our 100th episode. I'm Zach Hall. Several updates today, starting with public betas. Apple released both the iOS 12 and tvOS 12 public betas on Monday evening, giving iPhone, iPad, and Apple TV users the chance to try out new features for free without a $99 developer account. This means you can try Memoji on iPhone 10 and have improved notifications on iPhone and iPad, but the public beta is the same build as Developer Beta 2, which has show-stopping GPS and CarPlay bugs, so proceed with caution. Apple also released the first public beta version of macOS Mojave earlier today as well, and there's no watchOS public beta program, likely due to the inability to restore bricked watches and rollback versions. Apple has updated its iTunes Remote app for the first time in over a year. The new version brings iPhone 10 and iPad Pro screen size support, and the new app no longer crashes on launch with iOS 12. iTunes Remote also has a new app icon and a new app design. An Apple schoolwork app for teachers is now available after being announced back in March at Apple's education event. Schoolwork for iPad lets teachers give students assignments on iPad apps and track progress remotely through ClassKit in iOS 11.4 and later. Apple has also released the Mac version of its Classroom app for teachers managing student iPads. An analyst, Ming-Chi Kuo, has once again resurfaced at TF International Securities with a new supply chain report on Apple's fall iPhone lineup. Kuo believes Apple will price its 6.1-inch iPhone with LCD display between $600 and $700, but the cheaper phone will start production later in the summer and face a more difficult manufacturing process because it uses LCD with the same style design as OLED iPhone X. Kuo still expects the mid-sized iPhone to be released in September, however, alongside an upgraded 5.8-inch iPhone and a new 6.5-inch OLED model. As for 2019 iPhones, Ming-Chi Kuo expects to learn about new features as soon as September or October, as teased in today's report, and Kuo continues to predict iPad Pros with Face ID, redesigned Apple Watches with larger displays, and a cheaper MacBook Air are all coming this year. Read those stories and more on 9to5mac.com and subscribe to 9to5mac Daily in Apple Podcast or Overcast to receive new updates Monday through Friday.